If you ask me, every season is the season for cookies. But you have to admit, Christmas is the time when cookies play a starring role. They're given as gifts, passed around at holiday parties, and left out for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. And there are certain ones you associate with the holiday, like sugar cookies. Or if you're of Greek descent, like WNYC's Morning Edition host Sotirios Johnson, then you think of melomakarona. Sotirios' mom makes the honey-spiced cookies every year, and the newsroom looks forward to them. Sotirios and his mother, Marina Johnson, are in the studio today for a special WNYC holiday edition of Last Chance Foods. Hi, Sotirios.
Hi, Amy.
And welcome to WNYC, Marina.
Hi.
It's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
These cookies are delicious. They're crumbly. They're a spicy, honey-soaked cookie. They're quite involved. There's like three different phases to it. Tell me about that.
So the first thing, we put it together, the sugar, boring oil, and mix it up. And then we pour the spices and the orange peel. And then the orange juice and the flour together.
Right, so you're making the dough.
The dough.
And the dough has to rest, according to your recipe. Why is that?
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
Oh, for 5 minutes. I thought it was like a day or
no,
two.
No, after you bake it.
Oh, okay.
One day or two, because they get more firm to not crumbling when you dip in a syrup.
Right, so then you make this syrup, and you dip them in this syrup, and this is where the honey comes in, right?
Yeah, 2 cups of sugar, 2 cups of water, and 8 ounces honey.
And then you're not done yet. Then a little crumbly topping.
Yeah. Then you have to dip it for 3-4 minutes.
In the syrup.
And then
yeah.
Take them out, put in a plate. Just pour the walnuts on the top with a little cinnamon and a little powdered sugar.
Little cinnamon, powdered sugar, crushed walnuts. Yum. You grew up with these cookies, Sotirios.
I did, yes. Every Christmas, every holiday season, my mom would make them. And it's definitely a reminder that it's that time of year again.
When you eat them, do certain memories bubble up for you?
I just always remember having them around. So, you know, even when, you know, I moved out and I went to college, you know, I would always go back to school with a care package full of melomakarona. And it was just one of those indications that, you know, okay, we've got the, you know, the shops on Fifth Avenue are all decorated, and we're also, mom's making melomakarona in the kitchen.
Do you also make kurambiethis, the butter cookie with the powdered sugar?
Powdered sugar? Not really that much, because
yeah.
That's the sugar. It's too much sugar.
She's very anti-sugar. I love those cookies, actually, but no, she doesn't make them, because it's a lot of sugar. It is.
Your recipe makes 96 cookies, and it calls for 9 cups of flour. How long does it take for you to make these?
Well, for a little bit. It takes a little time.
Yeah. Do you set aside a whole day?
Yeah, almost.
Do you expect like 96 people to come? Is it because you have a big family and you've got lots of people for the holidays?
I give it to my cousins and my next door neighbor and my cousin across the street. And, you know, I'll share with people.
Are there any tips to making these? I noticed that your recipe says don't soak these cookies in the honey syrup for too long because they might fall apart. Is that a common pitfall?
Yes. You know, it's sometimes if you make it the first time, whatever you make, you know, it's not come out good because when I give my cousin my cookies for Easter, she make it and she not come out good. She says, I'm never going to make it. I says, listen, you know, you have to try it. She says, I have to come to your house to show me. Okay.
I would have to say that I think one of the important things is the honey. So I think it's important to use Greek honey, which is different than the kind of honey that you get here. And I'm not being chauvinistic, but it's actually the nectar that the bees collect in that area of the world in Greece is unique. So it tastes different.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried making these?
I have not tried making those. I have made other things, but I don't know if I have the endurance to do it. I mean, it is a little bit of a process, but it's totally worth it. And why should I make it when I have, you know, I've got the master making them for me, so.
Very true.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in today, Marina.
Thank you so much, too.
And thank you, Sotirios.
Thank you, Amy, and thanks, Mom.
To learn more about melomakarona and to get Marina Johnson's recipe, click on culture at WNYC.org. We also want to know your favorite holiday cookie. Send us favorite seasonal sweets, snapshots, and recipes on our website. I also blog about food. You'll find that under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.